So I never will forget the first time we did a lot of these hacks was when we took our whole family to, we were going to Italy. And so many of these things I was so nervous about because I'd never done these things on the airplane before. But I found out afterwards that a lot of people do. And I hope that this really helps you to be able to travel more, experience things as a family and on a budget. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. Our family was going to Italy. We found tickets on a budget airline from an airport that was 8 hours away from our house. But we looked into the cost of driving our van there, parking for the duration of our trip. And because it was a budget airliner, the tickets were so cheap, but it didn't include a lot of the basic things. Like it didn't have a charging port, it didn't have monitors, and it definitely did not include a meal. And when traveling to Europe, that's quite standard as opposed to more domestic travel. Knowing those things in advance, we made an educated decision. We actually got 6 airplane tickets from Baltimore to Barcelona for just under $3,000. I believe we spent $2,800 on those 6 airplane tickets. And I really love to be fully transparent with people about this because this is why we decided to drive 8 hours, right? This is why we decided to do that trip very differently than we otherwise would have done had we been able to fly out of Cincinnati Airport into Rome Airport. We did end up buying an additional flight in Europe from Barcelona to Rome, which I believe those flights cost us about $500 collectively for all of us. So it really was a good decision in the long run because that year was 2022. It was when all the COVID policies really started to relax. And what we were seeing happening was airplane tickets going up, up, and up, to the point where the flights on Delta at the same time were about $1,800 per person. And this was not out of Cincinnati. This was out of, I believe, Chicago or Detroit or maybe New York. And the layover was about 50 minutes. When we're traveling as a big family and we need 6 tickets, I do not like the idea of having a 50-minute layover in case I miss my next flight and half of us can go and half of us have to wait a day or two. And so we've actually felt much more comfortable doing the budget airline. We ended up flying into and out of Reykjavik, Iceland, which was pretty cool to be able to see that as well. We did have a long layover there, but again, we budgeted that into the price of the tickets being cheaper. So that's my very first tip, is just look outside of the box. The airline that we flew on was called Play. They actually weren't even on Google Flights. So when we tried to look up flights and we had been watching those, not every airline shows up on there because they don't all like to play Google's flight game. And so we had to initially look outside a bit more. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today. The second time we took our whole family to Europe, we flew out of Chicago. So that time we only had to drive 4 hours, which was much better. But we planned on staying a night when we came back because we knew we would be so jet lagged that a 4-hour drive just wouldn't be prudent at that time. And it worked out well because we just got out of Chicago proper and then stayed about 45 minutes closer to our house. So it was only about a 3-hour drive on our way back the day after we flew back from Portugal. So that's my very first thing. Look outside of the box. Don't be afraid to try these budget airliners. There are definitely things like the luggage is an issue and they're going to weigh it. But whether I've flown Delta or I've flown a budget airliner, I find that, you know, a lot of times I'm still doing things very similarly just because I'm flying. I don't want to have a bunch of really big suitcases when I'm traveling as a big family because inevitably what happens is the little people don't want to carry their backpack, pull their suitcase, right? We end up carrying more of it being the parents. And so we just try to pack really light anyway. Another thing that we like to really be considerate about is that we have food for our meal in the airport. So getting to the airport 2 hours early, we will try to pack something that can go through security and that we can eat as a meal before we get on the plane. So some things that we've done are we have made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We'll bring peanut butter packs that are individual peanut butter packs. So Justin's peanut butter, that is just peanut butter. Ground up. We'll grab some of those. We'll have things on hand. We might even make sandwiches before we leave the house. We live pretty close to the airport. So a lot of times what we'll do is make some deli meat sandwiches and put them in a bread bag so that we all have a sandwich. If you listen to my podcast episode about traveling in the car, we'll make snack bags again. That might look a little different in an airplane, but basically I'll buy some different things that we can have to munch on for in the plane. Things like protein bars, granola bars, applesauce pouches, that kind of thing, fruit, trail mix, and we'll put them into a different bag for each person's backpack. And before we zip up our backpacks, we'll all make sure we have a snack bag on us. It's really helpful, even if it's a 2 hour flight, we will still do this because I love how simple it is for the little people to just get out a snack bag and just munch away, and before they know it, we're already landing in our destination. If it's a longer trip, even if they're feeding us food on the airplane, when we went to Portugal, we flew Aer Lingus, so they did have a meal and snacks. Sometimes my kids can't eat everything that they serve, and so they'll grab it anyway. If it's pretzel bags, sure, I'll take a pretzel bag and then give it to one of their siblings that can eat pretzels, and then they'll swap for things in their snack bag, so it gamifies it a little bit, which is fun for them as well. And then we'll, of course, do things like try to have, we really like these MP3 players, so they're little individual devices. We'll put audiobooks on. We try to keep headphones on hand so that they can just grab those out of their backpacks. They're very small, but it's something they could do for a very long time, whether it's on the airplane or once we land. So I'm a big fan of those. Coloring books, that kind of thing, we'll try to have on hand as well. Some other things we'll do when we're flying is I'll generally have a few things on me. Even if we are just flying with backpacks and we don't have any suitcases that we've checked, I'll tend to still grab a few things and keep them in our backpack somewhere. So things like dishwasher pods or a really small bottle of dishwasher soap. I just find that a lot of times if I get them at home, I know where I'm going to get things more affordably, or I can get a whole bag. And if we have a dishwasher at our destination place, I know that I typically run the dishwasher once every day. And so I'm just grabbing a baggie with 6 dishwasher tabs if I'm going to be there a week and assume that will be enough so I don't have to buy another $15 thing when I get there. It's little things, sometimes they don't matter, but I just feel better when I am prepared because I have had it happen so many times where we went to one grocery store, we couldn't find it, we're on vacation, we don't really want to spend our vacation wandering around the grocery store looking for these 3 things. And so just having it on hand gives my husband and I a lot more peace. I definitely love when I can bring meat on a vacation because we buy a half a cow and a whole pig. I love when I can bring that good quality meat with me. Obviously, when we're flying on an airplane, that's not necessarily possible. But what I will still try to do is have, especially if we're going there, we won't have a rental car, is I'll try to place an Instacart order or Kroger Boost where they deliver your groceries to your door. I'll try to grocery shop and have it planned to deliver to the house an hour or 2 hours after we're supposed to land to give us a little bit of grace period and so that we still have some good quality food as soon as we get there and we're not wondering, shoot, what's for dinner? I haven't made a plan yet. So this does include a lot of intensive planning ahead, but I find that it saves us so much money in the long term. And like I said, I love that it allows for us to do a little bit more traveling. And so I'm always on board with if it requires a little more work for me up front or a little bit more work on my vacation, I can handle that if I get to vacation again soon. So I hope this series has helped you. I hope that it inspires you and allows for you to get out and explore and experience things with your kids.